John, happy with the point?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, overall. I think Swindon have had a couple of good chances. Connor's played really well in the first half. He's made some really good saves to keep us in the game. I don't think we played well at all in the first half. And saying that, I think we had the best chance of it. I think Rob Hunt should score there. He's unlucky. We probably had the best chance in the first half. But we played a lot better second half. Thought we were a better team second half. And we got in and around him, and we didn't stand off him as much. And I thought we got involved in the game. So I'm happy with the point, because they have had a couple of chances.
Swindon had almost 20 shots on goal in the first half. What do you put that down to?
Well, I don't think we were at the races. I think we were very lethargic. Stood off watching, and so I told them at half time we need to get in the game, we need to get in the faces a little bit more, and we did that. They're a good team, they're a good footballing side. If you stand off them, they will give you problems. So I thought we did a lot better second half.
I've got to be honest, watching Swindon today, I do wonder why they're at the bottom of the table.
No, they've got good footballers and they play football, and if you let them play, they can dominate a game. But I'm pleased we got something from the game. We've had a tough week, you know. And to take 7 points from nine is a good comeback from the players.
What was good to see at the end, players like Peter Clark, Brian Wilson, they're getting the bodies in front of, behind the ball to make sure that Connor didn't have anything to do right at the end.
No, Clarkie's made an unbelievable block near towards the end. But we do defend as a team, and you know, we work very hard to keep clean sheets. We've got a good keeper who's playing well at the moment. When you've got Clark and Wilson with their experience, it helps. So I wish we didn't have to defend as much as we did probably today, but we'll take a point from the game.
You made three changes. Obviously Anthony Gerrard was suspended. The other two, were they just following the two wins in midweek and last Saturday? Was it just a case of just freshening the team up, or
I was thinking of making more changes. Obviously we've had two tough games on a tricky pitch at home, so I think the first half we were a bit leggy, so possibly I should have made more changes. But no, I just went with, you know, because when you're winning games, you stick or twist. I thought I won't make too many changes. So, but it doesn't matter who change. I think they're all capable, and they all know what the job description is when they get in the team, and they all do it well.